This is our Events Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, what the American options are in Iraq, if any. And our much lighter topic is self-service gasoline in Oregon. We'll talk about this again, whether people still want self-service gasoline or flip it over the state line in California if you'd like to have it and you don't have all full-service gasoline now because you do pump your own in California. Numbers on the exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Tony, who we call Tony and Talent, used to call Tony and Talent. I think he was Tony in Medford last time he came in on the phone. Wrote a comment a couple of hours ago, more than a couple, last night he got to this, about Iraq options. He writes, by January 2009, the enemy was defeated. Saddam was gone. Al-Qaeda in Iraq was decimated. There was a consensual government in Baghdad. There were few monthly American casualties, and there was a plan to leave behind a small constabulary force of, say, 30,000 to ensure stability and the sanctity of Iraqi borders and airspace, on much the same lines as previous successful wars like Japan, Germany, or more recently, Bosnia. Tony continues, President Obama, however, in his unseemly rush to exit Iraq, managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory by failing to secure a status of forces agreement. It was then that we learned that being a community agitator was a poor apprenticeship for the presidency. Tony writes, the options now are limited because of the decisions of the past 6 years. Unfortunately, the requirement now is for leadership. A return of U.S. troops to the area is inevitable at some point. This may be daunting, but Americans should take heart from history. The British in the late 30s were similarly dispirited and adrift, but politically speaking, the feckless Neville Chamberlain begat Winston Churchill. The question is, where is our latter-day Winston Churchill, and would the ill-informed American electorate even recognize him if he were to emerge? Cheers, Tony. Tony in Talent, Tony in Medford, Tony in Ashland, we've called them different things over the years, weighing in on Iraq options. What do you see as the Iraq options? That is one of our topics on Wednesday. The other one is self-service gasoline. Oregonians, according to this recent poll, just about evenly split, 46 to 44 with a 3% margin of error. That's a pretty even split on whether or not to keep or do away with self-service gasoline. This question works on either side of the state line. If you're in Oregon, do you want to keep self-serve or do you want to move to self-serve? If you're in California, do you want to ditch self-serve gasoline and just have attendants take care of it? Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Mark and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes. Hello. First-time caller, long-time listener. I feel very strongly about self-serve gas, keeping it in Oregon. I was just rushing to get a pen, so
okay.
I'm a little out of breath. But we give the oil companies $4 billion a year, at least in subsidies, and the jobs that we would create, first of all, keep in Oregon. We all see the people working hard in the stations and stuff. And my idea is to make, self-serve gas. Let's just eliminate it in the whole country. Think of the jobs we would get in America. We'd have millions of jobs with people pumping gas. Like they talk about jobs all the time in the news. This would be a way to get jobs. And, I just love it in Oregon, not having to pump the gas. It's great to see people working. So thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling into the show. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on whether we should be taking action in Iraq, if so, what, and whether we should continue to have full-serve gasoline only in Oregon, no self-serve, or whether you'd like to move to the Oregon system on the California side. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Say, I wanted to comment on the Iraq situation.
Okay.
And I'm going to start off with a little analogy. If you're a parent and you have a child that is maybe acting up, and you tell that child that you're going to punish that child, but you really have no way to back that up, why then the child will see you as feckless and not able to discipline them, and so they'll actually become more
they'll be emboldened
than they would have to begin with. So my point is, never try to do something that you can't enforce. And there's no way to send the military to Iraq or any other country and enforce anything. We can beat them up for a while. We can make them miserable for a while. But eventually we will have to leave. And then they're always going to go back to doing what they wanted to do. And furthermore, when other countries see that we can't do what we say we're going to do, then they do the same thing like other kids in a family would do. If mom and dad can't take care of the older kid, why then the younger kids do it too. So my basic point is this. There's nothing that we can do in Iraq as far as a war goes. We can do things like we could tell that group of people, ISIS, or however you say it, that we're going to fly over and find a bunch of you, and we're going to blow the hell out of you. And we could do that, and we could do that. And then that would be something that we could do. But as far as sending ground troops or having a conventional war like Tony was talking about in World War II and all that, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. And personally, I think if you were going to be worried about anything in the world right now, I'd be more worried about Russia and what's going on in Crimea than I would be about the Middle East.
All right, so you're saying the best we can do is get in there and stop things for a while, and then we leave and things start up again?
Yeah, just like we did before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people don't know this, but in 1957, American Marines were in Southeast Asia fighting, and that's never, ever been talked about. And there's a lot of little wars that we've been in all of our time in, you know, this country,
mm-hmm.
and we don't really have good success because we don't know how to fight right.
Hmm. Well, it may be a situation like you're talking about, though, where we can do all the fighting we want, but once we get out of there, the political situation reverts to something else that we can't control.
Well, if you look at even back in the time of the Romans, you know, they got so spread out they couldn't control everything,
mm-hmm.
and their military just killed everybody.
All right, thanks for the parallels, Dennis. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about options in Iraq and self-serve gasoline.
Howdy. Where is it written in the Constitution that we need to be the policemen of the world? Where is the sanity in spending more on armies and armaments than the rest of the world combined? Where is, you know, our moral imperative to impose our will on everybody else out there? All we're doing, I think, is just putting bigger targets on, you know, American citizens. I think that was proved pretty much on 9/11. You're just making enemies. And while I'm at it and we're venting, I'd like to do a little rant about Vents Day. In the golden days of this program, the Duck Golden Days,
right.
There was a time, at least every now and again, where we weren't told what we could vent about. We were asked, what are your vents? What are your, you know,
you know, I'll check with previous producers. I know that that claim has been made by other listeners, but I was never party to that myself, and I've heard other producers say that, no, it wasn't like that. I'll consider whether it's something we want to do with an open phone day at some point. It seems like once in a while we could certainly do that, but I hear you on that, Steve, and we'll see what we can do. Let's move on to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about the Iraq War and about self-serve gasoline.
It's a good thing, because if you wanted my troubles, we'd need a lot more than 2 hours. So, first of all, let's do the easy one, self-service gasoline. Self-service gasoline is a bad idea. Keeping the people employed in the above-ground economy as opposed to the underground economy is vitally important, creates good work ethics for those people who are there and some dignity for some people who would not otherwise have it. There's way, way, way more pluses than there are minuses to that. The money that would be made would go into the pockets of the oil companies, not even probably the gas station owners. So that's a really bad idea. Iraq, we have a lovely, lovely place where all of the perpetrators of Gulf 1 and Gulf 2 should go. It's a lovely little garden spot in Cuba, and after proper and fair trial, each one of those war criminals should go to Guantanamo and spend the rest of their lives there.
All right. Clear once again. Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your polite ventings on a couple of topics in the news. Today's topics are the options that we do or do not have as the United States in Iraq to correct the situation there, with the Sunnis and Shiites drawing up sides in what could turn into a civil war. Our other topic, considerably lighter, is whether Oregon should continue to ban self-serve gasoline, one of two states in which people are not allowed to pump their own gas. New Jersey's the other one. I guess you need one on each coast. For that matter, flip it around for the California folks, and would you like to have only full-serve gasoline and do away with the self-serve system? Join us at 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, in the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782, and our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I have an email here from Jesse in Medford. He says, please, for the love of all that is sane, please let adults pump their own gas. If we trust people to pilot a ton of metal at high speeds amongst their fellow citizens, surely they can be trusted to observe, to insert a nozzle into a hole, remove it, and place it on a rack when they are finished. My wife and I have loved Oregon since we moved here in 2010, but we actually look forward to pumping our own gas when we travel out of state. The lines out of state move faster, are more efficient, and don't keep people in low-wage, dead-end jobs. And that from Jesse in Medford. So a big vote in favor of self-serve gasoline, which, of course, Oregon does not have at this point. N-word and Ash, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I guess I have a comment about the comments about the Iraq situation.
I figured when the Constitution was mentioned, you would perk up interest because that's your area of expertise.
Yeah, you can call me. I like the one guy calls me Captain Constitution, but it seems to me the email one from Talent, the ignorant electorate, you know.
Right.
I like to say that I have every right to be arrogant, ignorant, and incredibly stupid because I am American.
Ill-informed electorate is what he said. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Ill-informed, but you know. Ignorance and stupidity are kind of like, it's hard to really separate the two, you know. We're all kind of born with this ignorance, but then we end up justifying it, you know. I have every right, you know, it becomes a right, you know. And it's all about, you know, thriving in our culture, which I think is very sick, is no measure of intellectual moral integrity. You know, so you can't say that we are, as a people, are justified in any way, because we're not. And we're not only not justified, we're so disenfranchised from what goes on in relation to our government that it's not us. It's just this phenomena that's taking place, and it's all dollar driven. You know, the best way to make money is either, you know, war or drugs, right? I mean,
okay, so bring it home. What options do we have in Iraq? Any?
Well, if there's a problem that I can't solve personally, the least I do is not add to it. You know, so I basically advocate voluntary poverty. You know, I think people should just, you know, don't buy into the above ground economy and just, you know, like what I do is I do a lot of bartering. I just sort of live below the radar and not really partake in all the capitalist society. You know, when I like to go to Toastmasters and I'm kind of learning things from other people there, and you know, it's a cheap form of entertainment for me, because it's like you see the problem. These people are abused. People stand up and they talk about their childhoods and how their fathers beat them or how their dads never said anything, and all these people are purportedly trying to be leaders today. We have no leadership in this country. we're all abused. The American people are a damaged people.
All right, interesting really thoughts. Bad. Thanks for that, N-word. Appreciate it. Let's go to an email here from Boyd in Wolf Creek. It comes in on both of the topics, Iraq and self-serve gas. On Iraq, Boyd writes, Bush's victory in Iraq never existed. The U.S. should stay out. Our military muscle is the problem. We need to learn not to use it. On self-serve, he writes, been traveling and don't find the self-serve option quicker or more convenient, and I miss meeting a local and the conversations that sometimes ensue. And from Boyd in Wolf Creek, weighing in on the Iraq war, well, the Iraq war that we're trying not to get back into, or maybe not. I mean, what are the options that you see for us in Iraq? Is there a place for us to get in there? Do we have to do something to protect American interests? Do we have to do something to protect ourselves? As George Bush said, do we need to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here? Do we end up creating more terrorists by getting back into Iraq than we do by staying out and letting the people there fight it out for themselves? What are the options? Do you see any good ones? 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Our considerably less heavy second topic is about self-serve gasoline and the fact that Oregon does not allow it. Would you like to see self-serve gasoline in Oregon? Flip it around if you live in California. Would you like to see self-serve gasoline abolished, a la Oregon in California? 800-838-3760-541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Pam in Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Well, the quagmire in Iraq is really disturbing. I was watching video last night of all these people that got murdered. It's very sad, and, you know, who knows what the root of the whole thing is, but it just seems like violence begets violence, and as humans, we should be evolving beyond that as a solution to problems. But then we have the military-industrial complex and the fossil fuel industry, which have huge influence on our government. And they make a lot of money at war. A lot of people get rich at murdering people. So, you know, hopefully we can move beyond that kind of mentality. But I don't think going in there and bombing and killing more people is going to solve anything. I don't think it ever solves anything. And it'd be really nice if we grow up and start acting how we teach our kids to act. And I do think we're creating more terrorists. I think the more we go in there in someone else's country, you know, it's the old golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. Would we want some other country coming in and trying to, quote-unquote, solve our problems? No, of course not. So it's a quagmire. We need to stay out. We need to get work on the issues that are here at home. We need to get more jobs. We need to get off of fossil fuel energy. And a real quick thing on Vents Day, I've thought often, why couldn't we talk about any issue that has been talked about in the last week on the program? You know, because you hear things after you hang up or that you can't call in on, and you're like, gosh, I wish I could make this point. So that's my suggestion for Vents Day.
All right, that makes sense to restrict the focus at least to things that have been talked about in the program. That would give me a chance certainly to have some level of knowledge about the issue.
Right, because I thought, if it's any topic whatsoever, you'd be like, okay.
We have gotten to those moments. Thanks for that, Pam. Always good
Thank
to talk
you.
To you. Let's go to Gene in Winston. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Our topics are what to do, if anything, in Iraq from the United States perspective and self-serve gasoline in Oregon. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, thank you. Well, on the first topic about Iraq, well, those people have been fighting for centuries. I think we should just stay out of it, let them take care of themselves. I think they hate each other more than they hate us. And I just think we should just leave them alone and let them, you know, do whatever they want to in those countries. And then about the self-serve gas, well, I really don't want that in Oregon. I just love that I don't have to pump my own gas here. And when I travel out of Oregon in my car, I always stop at a gas station in Oregon before I leave so that I can tank up before I go to some other state. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. Good to hear from you. We have a couple of phone lines left open on this Vents Day. If you'd like to weigh in on our options in Iraq and self-serve gasoline, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let me share my own experience, which was shortly after we moved to Oregon. We acquired a car that took diesel fuel. and thought everything was fine with it. And car, obviously a little smokier than some other ones, a little louder engine, but car worked fine, got great fuel mileage. But then we moved across the state line to California to take trips, and we needed to fuel up ourselves. Man, that stuff stinks. There are times when you really don't particularly want to touch the nozzle. And I'll tell you, if you got a diesel car, you probably can relate to this. The issue at the moment, and the reason this comes back up, is because the Oregonian hired Public Policy Polling from North Carolina to survey 956 registered voters in Oregon on a variety of topics. And self-serve gasoline was one of them. 46% of respondents said yes, they would like to pump their own gas. 44% said no. The remaining respondents were not sure, writes the Corvallis Gazette Times, which makes you think those voters have yet to visit a gas station. And the Gazette Times writes, considering the poll has a 3.2% margin of error, it's a dead heat. The poll did suggest that younger voters, those under 45, are strongly in favor of pumping their own gas. But as an Oregonian reporter pointed out, it's not clear whether that represents a significant shift in voter attitudes or merely suggests that as voters age, they don't mind staying put in their vehicles while someone else fills the gas tank. Self-serve gas has not been on the ballot since 1982, when voters rejected a measure in Oregon to allow self-service by some 15 percentage points. So the last time it went to a vote, it went down in flames, if you'll pardon the expression when we're talking about gasoline. Let's take a call here from Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Iraq and self-serve gas are topics.
Hi, Jeffrey. You know, Jeffrey, I think at this point about all we can do with Iraq is learn from it, and the most cogent thing I have to say about it is, if you were going to invade a country in order to get rid of the weapons of mass destruction, would you not send in a task force dedicated only to finding those weapons of mass destruction? Or, if you really knew that you didn't have any weapons of mass destruction there, perhaps you would send in a contingent to take over the Iraqi oil ministry. That is the clearest I can say that this was a grab for oil. It had nothing to do with security. We did not look for weapons of mass destruction. We captured the oil industry.
All right. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. Appreciate it. And I'm not surprised to find some fairly passionate opinions about this. As Steve referred to, the golden days, the Jeff golden days, when Jeff was the host of the program, is when I began working as backup host. And it was no secret that from about March of 2003 on a slow moment on the phones, because it was a mostly phone-heavy program at the time, all you had to do was say Iraq and war. Boom, the phone lines would light up. We pretty much got that result again today. Here's hoping that we don't end up having to talk about this much more down the road, that things will find a way to resolution in Iraq, whatever it takes from the United States, with or without intervention. Thanks for joining us on this Vents Day. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this Vents Day. This is the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio.